Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Our text for today is the gospel as read earlier, with a focus on the following verses. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Here ends our text. Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday, the day in which the church celebrates the fact that the Paschal Lamb is the shepherd who leads his flock, the church. He calls us each by name. We know his voice, and we follow him. He protects us from thieves and robbers, even to the point of laying down his life for our protection. We stay in his presence, a presence which gives us great comfort and joy. The relationship between a shepherd and sheep perfectly describes Christ and the church. If we were left to our own devices, we would wander astray and probably fall into a pit, both of which are acts which will ultimately lead to our own ruin. We hear the words of the law, but we hear them as the sheep hear the voice of a stranger. We do not follow the law. In fact, we flee from it. The law says, "You shall not murder." Yet all we do is harm our neighbor in thought, word, and deed. The law tells us, "You shall not bear false testimony against your neighbor." And all we do is gossip or spread rumors. The law tells us, "You shall have no other gods." But all we do is put our faith in everything but God, in our hobbies, in our money, in ourselves. That is just the trouble that we can get into on our own. But we do not live in our own little bubble. We have the devil and the world, robbers and thieves, who would love nothing more than to steal us away from our shepherd, to kill and to destroy us. And to us, being the silly little sheep that we are, their voices sound just as comforting to us as the voice of our true and faithful shepherd. So we often do not flee from them, but run full speed toward them. Even if we do manage to avoid the murder or gossip or idolatry of our own doing, or correctly identify the strangers as voices to which we should run from, we still manage to wander astray. This desire for us to roam is a genetic gift that we receive from our parents. And we cannot change our sinful condition any more than we can change the color of our hair or of our eyes. Sure, somebody can put in some colored contact lenses or dye their hair. But at the end of the day, their eyes are still brown, and their grays at their root are still gray. We use similar things to try to hide our sinful condition. But rather than contact lenses or hair dye, we use our good works and our outward acts of contrition. But these coverings are just temporary. And when it comes down to it, we are still sinners, diseased by our original sin. That is why the sheep need a shepherd. Sheep do not go into the pasture or to the pen by themselves, but they need someone to guide them, someone whom they trust. And this trust is developed when the shepherd cares for the sheep and protects them from danger. Our good shepherd, has showed us this care and this protection when he took our sins upon himself and stood between us and the robbers and thieves, laying down his life for the sake of the sheep. This does not leave the sheep without a shepherd. But when he laid down his life, he was raised up again from death. And in his being raised, he gave life to his sheep. And this life is not a temporary covering like our good works, which we try to hide behind. But it is a gift that overlays our sinful condition. It turns the death, which we inherited from our parents, into life. Life eternal, which has been given as a free gift from our Heavenly Father. This gift we received wasn't wrapped in pretty paper or tied up with a nice, shiny bow. But it was given to us at the font with simple water and words. With those words, we hear the shepherd call us by name. We know his voice, and he claims us as his own by putting his name on us. We hear and know his voice through one of the other gifts we are given at the font, faith. With this life and this faith, we can be like Peter or Stephen and follow the example given to us by our good shepherd. In his epistle, Peter tells us to endure suffering in the same way which Christ did, committing no sin, having no deceit in our mouths, not reviling those who revile us, nor threatening those who cause us to suffer. Only by the faith and life which we receive by the Holy Spirit in our baptism can we do this. And Stephen shows us a similar picture. As the rocks were flying at him, he doesn't try to catch one and toss it back. No. Being empowered by the Spirit, he looks up into heaven and sees the face of his shepherd, a comforting face, seated at the right hand of the one who judges justly. Only in the comforting presence of his shepherd could Stephen yield up his spirit and ask God to forgive those who were currently in the act of killing him, just as Christ did for us on the cross. Peter and Stephen did not have this sense of comfort because they were naturally better people than you or I. But they could because they were filled with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that we are filled with in our baptism. Pastor begins the baptismal rite by saying, "Depart thou unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." That's not just a show. Those words perform the actions that they describe. Because the under-shepherd, the pastor, speaks with our good shepherd's voice. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can take the same comfort that Peter and Stephen felt in Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension. Christ may have physically left the earth, but we know that he is now at the right hand of God, pleading for us on his behalf. Yet, he is still with us. His presence remains with us in the promises connected to the waters of our baptism. He is with us when we read, mark, learn, inwardly digest his holy scriptures. And his presence is inside of us when we eat and drink his true body and his true blood, when we come to his altar and receive his supper. Because of this presence, we need not fear as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shepherd leads his sheep. His rod and staff Comfort the sheep, keeping them safe from the robbers who seek to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when the under-shepherd stands in the shepherd's place, he holds the cross of Christ before him as a guide for himself and for the sheep. It is only in the presence of the crucified and risen Lord that we can receive this comfort and this peace. It is a peace which he has won for you, his little sheep. By living a life that he lived perfectly and gave up for you, his little sheep, in order to open for you a kingdom where he leads you, his little sheep, into his pasture to be with him forever. Thanks be to our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is risen. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in our risen Lord, Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.